January 5th, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Jesus Christ was born in this manner. Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she was discovered to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, being honorable and not wanting to embarrass her, decided to break the engagement quietly. However, while he was thinking about the problem, behold, the Lord's angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to marry your fiancé, because her conception is by the Holy Spirit. She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." In this way, that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be pregnant, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. Joseph awoke and obeyed the angel, marrying his fiancée. However, he did not have sexual relations with her until she had given birth to a son. He called his name Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus ordered that a world census would be taken, which was first done when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All were enrolled, each in his own city. Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of David's family, to be enrolled with Mary, his wife, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she delivered her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no place for them in the inn.